What's your name, scumbag?
40 Fonz.
What's your name, scumbag?
Yo, 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 I'm your boy, K-Stucky76.
We are the Scumbag Lounge Podcast. Get your scumbag news every Wednesday on all podcast platforms. Be sure to give us a like, share, follow the 5-star rating. Be sure to catch the Scumbag Lounge on Blazer 420 to a PAM on Fridays at 4 p.m. Follow us at the Scumbag Lounge, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Email us at the Scumbag Lounge at Gmail. Yo, what's up, people?
What happened, though?
Not much, man.
Shit.
Back at it.
Yeah, man.
I don't even know what episode this is, but back at it. It's 200.
We're going to start counting. We're going to start counting that shit like they do, like they doing Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Day 57.
Day 57.
57, oh, man. I count them days.
Yeah, I was talking to you. But first of all, let me we got a guest in the studio with us today, man, from the I Got B from the King Me podcast.
Yeah, King Me podcast, man. What's good, fellas?
King Me podcast.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all got me on, man.
Word.
Yes, sir.
Tell us a little about your podcast, man.
Oh man, it got started a little while back, man. With me and some fellas, man, we were just talking about what as men what we need, in our community and stuff like that. So, basically, we just talk about things. Mostly, men don't want to share or talk about, and we just kind of dig deep on certain topics, and then we give solutions and everything else, man. Just kind of help a brother out, really. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I dig that.
Yeah, save some niggas. Trying to save some niggas from self-destruction.
Yeah.
This episode 165.
Oh, damn. Man. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Where the damn bubble at?
165. Yeah.
Damn, bro. We've been out here for a minute.
Yeah. Because I was talking to Amber. Shout out to Amber for Blazer 420. She asked me how long we're doing. I said, going on 4 years now.
Damn. That time get by, huh? Yeah, 165.
Man. Yeah. But King Me Pod, though. You know, you can hear it on all podcast platforms. Same way you hear your Scumbag Lounge podcast every Wednesdays. What day your show come out?
On Thursdays. Come out Thursdays,
yeah. So, man, how you been? So, how many episodes you in now?
Honestly, 20. Yeah, 20
damn,
episodes.
20?
Yeah.
Damn, I got to catch up.
How long have I been doing it? I ain't even been a year yet, about 7-8 months.
Yeah. Okay.
Been kind of getting into it. I love it, man.
You have a co-host or you bring guests in?
Yeah, I got a co-host on Kanye and my boy Walter.
Walter.
Called him Scoop. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Word, man. That's for sure, man.
What's up, fellas?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, man. Well, how was your week, Sly?
Shit, longer than a motherfucker.
What happened this week, man?
Man, it was on, there's some special things going at the job, man. So the hours was a little long, man. It was good. It was a good learning experience, though.
Word.
You know, I didn't want to call, I don't want to go put no names on nothing. But it was a good learning experience, man. The hours went a little long, but that's all right.
There you go.
You made it through.
Yeah. What about you, B? How was your week, man?
Man, I had a pretty good week, man. This damn pollen been kicking my behind, boy.
It's outside already?
Yeah.
Yeah, you ain't seen it?
No, I ain't seen it.
Man, that pollen jumped out from off the tree.
Hell yeah.
Karate chopping niggas.
Damn, I've been lucky, man. I ain't seen nothing on no car or nothing.
And you ain't get the sniffles.
Clean your damn glasses off. That shit outside, bro. That shit is out here. I don't know where you been at.
I ain't see no pollen yet.
Oh, so y'all ain't got no pollen on your side of the farm, huh?
I ain't see no pollen, man, for real.
That shit out.
Nah, that's crazy. You ain't got no trees where you at.
Look at my car. When you go out there, look at my car, man.
That shit off on Old Leander.
You must be having parking in the garage.
Nah, my car outside.
Shit, nigga, I don't know what you looking at.
Man, I don't know, man.
That pollen out here.
I just been lucky so far.
Yeah.
Well, that shit over my way.
Shit. My week been long as hell too, man. Old man problems and shit. Back tweaks and shit like that,
Hey, man, it come with it, man.
man.
Yeah.
It come with it, man. It's every now and then, the body lets you need to rest. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See, my big toe, I got, for some odd reason, I'm going to tell you, man, my big toe, it's something going with my right big toe. I don't know what it is, but I know every time I drink some brown liquor,
that gout.
My uncle, that's what my uncle said, talking about, boy, you hope you ain't got no gout.
You ain't want that. I heard the story.
Damn, my big toe be hurt.
Every time you drink brown liquor.
Yeah, if I drink a lot of it. I got to drink a lot of it, though.
Y'all hear y'all niggas? Niggas talking about backs and big toes.
Yeah, I'm saying, man, you know.
Damn.
Yeah, that sound like gout problems, though.
Sound like
hey, I'm gonna get it checked out.
Yeah.
Get it checked out.
Hey, man, listen, take that sock off at the damn doctor's office, man. Look, check that shit out, man.
Man, I'm gonna tell you.
It could be a good summer, man. You don't want to have that damn foot band up.
See, I'm the type of person who put on some flip-flops and put socks on because... One man, my toes, man, they're just horrible, boy.
Yeah,
I got one black toenail.
That damn, I go get you sucker toe, man.
No, no, with that shit thumping and throbbing. Yeah.
Nobody want to see that.
No, man,
that's why I wear socks. I keep the socks on, flip flops.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, definitely go get that toe check out, man.
Damn, toe. Damn. These are old niggas, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What you say? He only said we drink a whole lot of
brown liquor.
Yeah, look, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, liquor.
What kind of brown you drink?
Man, I drink that. Right now, I've been on that Blanton, that whiskey.
Yeah.
Who?
Blanton.
Damn.
Yeah.
Ain't with it.
Spencer whiskey.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. I love it too, man. I love it.
No matter the toe problems, you still on it, huh?
It'll let me know when it starts throbbing. I'm like, okay, I need to back off.
Cut out.
I give it.
Toe get drunk first.
Toe get drunk. Yeah.
Word, yeah, I got you, man. I feel you. Word, man. Man. There's a whole lot going on as we besides in our lives. Shit.
Damn.
Everything from politics to sex and
just dumb shit, man.
All type of shit, man.
Yeah.
So we might as well go ahead and get started, man. Now, shit. Odell and Drewski now.
Yeah.
The name in the Diddy case.
Yeah, now they tied up. Oh man,
these niggas said they denied all involvement. Nothing.
Yeah, Drew could say he was still broke.
Yeah, in 2018,
he was still at his mama house, man. he was. I don't know what he said. Drew was like, he don't know what he talking about. He was home at mom's, broke.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know, man. These charges, man, these allegations, it's getting out of hand. If Drewski was, like I said, I don't know. Drewski did it. Oh, yeah, that's a rough combination, right? It's tough one to put together.
We all seen them Odell behavior before, though.
Yeah, Odell parties now.
Yeah.
We saw him with he was in the room, had the girls, and had a
back page hoes.
Yeah, he had them back pages and
Pizza
he had
boxes of cocaine.
Pizza boxes of cocaine everywhere. Fucking went full of my Odom.
Yeah,
in that damn
he
room.
Did. But, yeah, he did.
So Odell, I mean,
Odell
but
said,
allegations are allegations though.
Yeah, that was
allegations. I mean, but party, Odell, having a good time. Hey, yeah.
Odell said he ain't had shit to do with it either though. Odell said he damn that God got him. God.
Okay, now you start talking like that. You start bringing that. When you start bringing that up, it's time to just say, "All right, then.
God, all right, got him,
you God got you. Okay, all right. We gonna see." But
what you think, B? Huh?
Hey, first thing somebody say, "God got me."
Yeah.
Yeah, you already know.
Yeah, you already something. You did something. You might ain't did that Diddy party, but you doing something. You risking. You risking yourself out here.
Yeah.
You say, "God got me." You still. Rolling the dice.
Rolling the dice.
So I don't know. But Drewski, on the other hand, man, just let it play out. Like I said, if somebody charging you with some allegations, hey, let's see it on through. Come on. If I ain't did nothing wrong, let's see what
Drewski could do.
I don't know, man.
Like what he could have done.
Shorty said Drewski damn top rope splash on top of ass.
Oh, wait a minute, wait, hold on now. Hold on. I might have missed that part now. Where he went? Dog? He went full Macho Man Randy Savage off the top rope on her. Yeah. He need to get sued. Yeah. You can't drop that flying elbow on nobody, man. Yeah, I wrote you, Juice. So that's sexual assault?
Huh?
I don't know, man. You know what? She's getting weird, man.
Yeah, it's weird as fuck.
She getting weird, man.
As fuck now. But Shorty was like, she accused Diddy of having something to do with Tupac murder.
Okay, see. Yeah. All right. I see. This is where you lost me.
Diddy went outrage and let the boys just
have
at her.
Okay.
Damn, that
nigga. All right. Let's get this shit straight. She, how old is this woman?
I don't know how old it.
She got to be down there 50. She talking about the Tupac ball, man. That shit happened in 95, 96, 97. Or, you know, 94, 95, 96. Like that time frame. Your ass ain't can't be 25 talking about you know he did.
Oh, that
you
was
know
like
he had
90,
something to do with Tupac.
What, 94, 95, yeah.
Yeah, you 25 years old, 20 years old, talking about you know about the Tupac shit. Get the fuck out of here.
You think she could be that old.
No. You ain't got that information, you that, and you 26, 27, mm-hmm. 28. You ain't got that kind of information. You weren't even around. You was on the big wheel when that shit was going on.
Man, all these docs is going out here, though. Probably watch the docs.
The same shit we watch.
Yeah.
That don't mean...
No,
come
I
on,
mean?
Man. You know what need to happen, though, for real?
What?
I mean, you know, if you're a victim of something... You need to get your justice. I understand that, and I'm all for that.
Mm.
But if you out here just accuse people with some frivolous shit, you need to get charged with some shit on the back end if you're lying.
Mm.
That'll cut out some of this bullshit. Some of this shit be a money grab.
So like the Jay-Z?
Yeah. Like, you accuse me of some wild shit, and you find out you lying, you need to get hit with something. So that'll put better put a stop to a lot of this
bullshit. Well, some people is doing that, though.
What, they getting?
Yeah, you know, hell, shit. Cardi sued, what's the girl, Tasha chick?
Yeah, he sued the shit out of her.
Yeah. So some people are doing that.
Well, Jay-Z going after,
Jay-Z going after.
Old boy, right? The lawyer and the young lady, right?
Busby or whatever. Yeah.
They cost him money.
Whatever. Yeah.
So, yeah, man, I mean, somebody just, you know, drag your name out of the space. You talking about sexual assault and rape and all that shit. Tie your name up in that dumb shit. And it's a lie? Yeah. I'm all for somebody standing on, you know, on their name and clearing their name up by any means necessary. So I'm all for that.
Yeah.
Those are strong allegations to be throwing on people, man. Just because you feel like you can force a cat to pay some money and then make it go away. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I ain't with none of that.
Yeah.
So
that's how I feel. While y'all talking, I'm thinking about like the little situation with Kobe. How old girl did what she did,
mm-hmm.
and then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Like, I guess they threw it out of court. But then, when this nigga died, then the little girl from off of ESPN, that the first thing she brought up.
Malika Andrew.
Yeah, that the first thing she brought up. So it's like, when you think about somebody tying you to, like, rape and stuff like that, man, that shit leave a stain
mm-hmm.
on you as the person, as a character, you know what I'm saying?
Guilty or not guilty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I'm with however you, yeah, fight the hell out of that junk, man, because even when you do fight it and it get thrown out, that's going to be the first thing somebody bring up. So I say sue the hell out, like mm-hmm. like Jay-Z, yeah, man, sue as much money you can get from that lawyer.
Yeah. Cause they get to go home and they lies after that. Your shit all in shambles. You gotta repair your image. If you got a career out there, your image is tarnished now. They get to go home and live their regular lives and shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know. That like I say, that Kobe situation, that's a good situation. Malika Andrews, they had no business bringing that up.
Yeah, she did.
Even though he was found innocent of whatever charge they had against him, she ain't had to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was unnecessary. But it's sustained, though. Like you said, it's always going to be, he's always going to be tied to that.
Well, he ain't a bitch fuck with that ragged-ass girl.
He fucked her, though.
I mean.
He didn't strong on the pussy. Man. He fucked her, but he ain't strong on him, okay?
That girl had like six different semen types of her.
But
draws.
She get to go be, she going to get to be the same hoe she been the whole time.
Yeah.
She get to move on with her whole ass life, and he all in shambles.
Out of all the white hoes in Denver, you got that one.
She was putting. I ain't lying. She was putting out, man. Damn, dog. Hey, listen, she was there. She was right there.
She was right there. That excuse.
Yeah, that excuse.
All of them right there for Kobe.
Not right there. They over there. They over there, but she was right there. But my thing is, that was the rotational. That was something that was already there. They was doing that for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Like, every time he stopped in the gym, he was tearing that ass up. Like, that's just my opinion. Maybe that's just me, now. That ain't no round of one off.
That was a routine hole.
The kid Cole was smashing that every time he went.
It's been a routine with him and probably so a couple other, you know, cats that she was dealing with. Because she had a rotation of niggas.
Yeah.
So, you coming out both sides of her drawers.
Yeah.
So that shit was coming out. You know what I'm saying? So she was crossing that pussy over for a minute. So, and, you know, she just, you know, Kobe had the maim and the money. And then the shit got out of hand. And then it got to the point where it got out of control.
That would happen.
She had to see it through, even though it was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, thought Kobe was going to fold. Like a few of them do, just go ahead and write the check and get it over with. He didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was like, look, that ain't me. That ain't me. Mm-hmm. Sean Watson, same way.
Mm-hmm.
28 damn people.
Yeah.
Shit. And some of y'all motherfuckers went back after y'all said y'all got assaulted. That nigga like, nah. Mm-hmm. I ain't took no ass.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to court. And then the shit fell apart.
Yeah.
And now that stain still gonna be on Deshaun name, even though ain't nothing ever happened. Them ladies, you ain't heard about them ladies since. Mm-hmm. They still living their regular lives and shit. Nah, I ain't with none of that.
And that's the new come up, seem like.
Yeah, you done fucked my shit up. And you get to go home and be regular.
That's the new come up.
It seems like
lawsuits, man.
Yeah.
Lawsuits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You think about that shit been for a while, though. You know, we talk about lawsuits on here where the man, you know, man sued Velveeta or Kraft because macaroni wasn't done at the time it sell on the box and shit.
Speaking of that shit, you see the 50 mil Starbucks just broke off?
Yeah.
To the DoorDash guy or something? Could have chip burn him?
Yeah.
Man, listen. But that ain't frivolous, though.
I need to find some way. I need to sabotage some stuff.
You got something, man. That brown look in your toe.
There you go.
Hey.
You know what? You know what? You heard it here first.
Hey, I'm going to look into that.
Every time I drink y'all goddamn liquor, my toe.
Yeah.
My toe about to jump out my damn shoe.
Who got something?
It's something y'all look at that got my toe. My damn toe going bananas.
Hey, why y'all bullshitting? I'm gonna look into that for real. It might be something how they mixing it.
Yeah, and they need to have it on the bottom.
Yeah.
Could cause toe. They ain't got the disclaimer on there or the warning label. You in a fight.
Yeah, could cause toe irritation. Yeah.
Toe irritation.
There you go. Yeah, yeah, man. But what about you see the shorty on the plane this week?
Which one? I seen a bunch of motherfuckers standing on the wing of that motherfucker the other day.
Shorty just stripped naked and walking down the aisle.
No, I ain't see that.
Yeah, Shorty was on.
You got a video?
They took it down.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, Shorty was on the Southwest flight from Houston to Phoenix.
Did she say fuck it, huh?
Full clothes off, walking down the aisle screaming.
She was full? What happened?
Huh?
They tackle her ass or something? Happened? Like, what he did? They just let her walk?
They got off the plane. Y'all to plan me full birthday suit and all.
Oh, so she didn't flip out and lost her mind. This something she planned.
They you know, you had a situation where I don't know where she might have been on a drug, her gummies kicked dead or what the fuck happened.
Oh,
yeah,
she took that down 3,000 milligram. Ain't no telling what the fuck going on.
Yeah, so
boy, listen here.
Titties was out.
You know what, man, these plane rides. But about the last 3-4 months, ain't no telling what the fuck might go on.
Yeah.
You got this situation where shit can't stay in the air.
You got you seen the one where people said the demon got on the plane with him and shit?
I didn't read it.
That was like a couple years last year?
This
was just a little while ago.
Yeah.
They're
going to Haiti or some shit.
Yeah, they were tripping. They were flipping out. Man, I think somebody was with some LSD on this shit.
Yeah. Punched people in the back of the head and shit.
I saw the one at Denver with the motherfucker, like they had a cookout going on. Motherfucker standing on the side of the wing, smoke coming from everywhere and shit. You could tell the motherfucker, like they were grilling out. You had 30 people standing on the wing, and the damn other side caught fire at the airport. And shit.
The American Airlines plane or something.
Right? It was American Airlines?
I think it was.
Hey, look here, man. If I can't drive, I ain't going right now.
You ain't going?
Not right now.
I'm the same way with you.
They got to get this shit together, man.
Hey, them flights is low right now. I'm tell you that right now.
They low? Yeah, you rolling the dice.
Boy, listen, them flights real low.
Get me one now.
$48. You can fly to down to London, but hope you make it, bro. Fuck that. These shits, they got the big planes falling and these little small planes falling. The one that just crashed in North Carolina like last week.
Small plane?
Small plane can't stay up, man. And them motherfuckers been faithful coming out of Florida. A damn propeller plane out of Florida been faithful.
Yeah. Or one of them.
With the propeller type, you know, small, you know, two man.
I thought you talking one of the little private shits.
No, no. This little one of them damn. Yeah. Yeah, I ain't fucking around. You go ahead.
Damn. Yeah, I need a ticket, though.
That shit ain't gonna hold up. That ticket gonna say fly out. Damn, fuck it down. You hold that shit the next year.
I need a ticket for
it's for right now.
I need a ticket for the later on, man, this year, dog.
Shit. Fuck like that shit's gone.
I ain't even gonna lie. I was thinking about getting some tickets to Hawaii.
Yeah.
I mean, the ticket's like $350 right now.
Round trip. From South Carolina?
You gotta go to Charlotte.
I mean, Charlotte?
Yeah, Charlotte, yeah.
Damn.
And then they got like you going to a connective flight like Atlanta.
Yeah, I think and then you going straight over.
Yeah,
that still ain't bad. That ain't bad at all. Yeah,
but out of all the airlines, though, Spirit about the best day smoking right now. They got no shit going on with them now with their planes.
The Greyhounds airplane.
Spirit ain't had one drop yet.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
They had emergency.
Now them damn bags don't fly free.
Not no more.
Hell no.
No.
Southwest
will change this shit.
The people white bags people mad
don't fly, don't fly free no more.
Them white people mad too.
Yeah, they mad.
Them white people is mad hat.
They bringing it all that bringing that shit all up in the town hall meeting.
Yeah. Bags.
Yeah, man. R. Kelly, man, R. Kelly. I'm
here for it.
Remixes on Chris Brown Residuals.
Here for it.
Over a jail phone.
Here for it.
So who getting my checks? Where's my money at, yo?
I am here for the R. Kelly takeover. Summer 2025.
Yeah.
If all these other criminals could get out here and do some wild shit, why can't Kelly? Bring it on, R. We need you, baby. The streets need you. Get over there and sing over everybody's shit. Make them look bad. And drop that shit. I'm here for 10 songs, summer 2025.
Hey, that jump been hard, though.
Yeah, it was.
I
listened to it.
Yeah, it was hard.
But then, it would be even more harder when Kelly say, they calling me, I got to go. And hang up the damn phone at the end. Yeah, the fuck he did, too. He like, they calling me, I got to go. And hang up the damn phone. That shit was tough as hell. If that ain't some real shit, I don't know what it is, bro. About 2 minutes.
Damn.
2 minutes. Phone check, homie.
What you call
2 minutes.
R. Kelly need a damn California Love type song.
If I had a record label right now and my artist was kind of all over the place, and
you'd get Kelly?
I would fucking tell Kelly, look here, man. Give me 10 of your best.
No, you would.
And I'll drop them shits, bro, and we'll take over the summer.
You got to.
Why the hell I can't?
Huh?
The music ain't did nothing nobody.
Yeah, I said the music did anything about it. I'm with you.
I know Kelly got some heat, bro. I know he do.
It'll be so hard to get that damn sound. To get the sound. Man,
I want that shit raw just like it signed off that damn jail phone. I want
who
shit
did
to
stuff
be.
Like that? I think Tory Lanez put out
one, right?
Yeah.
So it could be done.
It could be done. I think Lil Wayne did that one time before.
Lil Wayne dropped some shit from Rikers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right? It could be done.
Yeah.
Kelly. Somebody, please.
I think
it'll
be fire, but I think the summer need Kells, man.
Kelly.
Yeah.
R&B king, man.
Kelly coming from here. Mm-hmm. You know he locked down and shit. Coming from, man, that shit'll be so hard.
He said he's been writing for 3 years, ain't it?
Because he got 25 albums.
25 albums. Right now.
On deck. Ready. I'm here for it. Give me 10 songs. I'm here for it.
I thought they said Kelly can't write. I mean,
he can't read music. He couldn't read music the whole fucking time.
They say he ain't graduated or something like that. He can't read.
See, he can't read music, but he can play all the instruments and
he
gave sing all the damn songs.
He giving music to Ray to read.
he get a reading rainbow. Huh?
Give it a Ray. None of y'all niggas can read. Who else got a letter?
Oh, you talking about
life?
Oh, life. Yeah. None of y'all niggas can read. Ray read them there. Hey, your mama. Yeah, I'll be able to. Yeah. That was fun. Yeah. Like none of y'all niggas can read. Damn.
Damn, man. But
I'm here for it, man.
10 out of 10 songs. That's all you want. 10.
That's all I want. 10, bro. I'm good with 10.
What you be? How many you here for? You can't get 10 out of 25 hours, so.
You got to start somewhere.
Come on, man.
Yeah, I think you need to put out like a small EP or something like that.
A small EP? Yeah.
I say 10 songs to start off with, just and then you
like
just flood that
6 or 7
shit.
Songs.
You just flood it. You just flood that shit.
See where everybody at with it. You know what I'm saying?
Flood it. Look,
there you go.
Kelly getting played now at the cookouts right now. The music ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, the music.
The man himself, y'all, they got him for what he was, that wild shit he was on. We all understand that, but the music is still good.
Yeah, it's still gonna live on.
So, listen.
For sure.
I'm here for it. Sign me up for the fucking Kelly 10 song 2025.
Yeah.
That shit'll be so hard.
BMF. BMF returns June the 6th.
Man, I'm tired of them niggas.
Dude, you tired of BMF?
I'm tired of them niggas playing around, man.
Yeah.
They just playing our faces with this. They don't like each other shit, but.
Yeah.
You know. You saw what 50 did? He saw some of the petty shit he did?
What they do now?
He scratched out Meech on the promo thing That nigga petty, man.
Boy, ain't nobody petty like 50, petty. Boy.
That nigga overdue for ass whooping, though. He overdue. He out of bounds, though.
Yeah.
Like.
I see some of Ross talk about buying his masters and shit.
I saw that, too. Him and Ross ain't gonna never let it go, man.
Yeah.
But Ross is probably the longest standing beef he done had. Like, Ross been, at least he been trying to fight back. Whether it's funny or not, or you don't, you know, at least he tried. You know what I'm saying?
Ross corny, man.
He tried.
Not his music. His music ain't corny, but
At least he tried.
Him being a troll.
No, he's not a troll.
Yeah, he's not a troll.
That's not it.
I give him the benefit of trying to fight back. Even though it ain't funny, it's not fun at all. You know what I'm saying? It's like you say, it's corny.
Yeah.
Like, but at least he's trying, bro. Because 50 ain't let off. He's not letting off. So fight back, man.
Y'all here for BMF, though? You here for it?
I just started. Yeah. I'm investing, though.
You invested?
I'm invested. I'm watching Kanan now.
Yeah. We think by Kanan. You watch Kanan?
Nope.
The Meech thing in Mexico shit, I got to see how that go because I don't understand how that playing into it. That is not a part of the real life story. Yo, is it? You stuck in Mexico?
Yeah.
Really? That's news? Okay, well, excuse me. Correction.
Yeah. I have
I'm here for it, yeah. So I'm
I haven't talked to Terry about BMF yet, but I know he working with Country Wayne doing shit now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
congratulations, man.
Yeah, so. I here for BMF.
I'm invested. I'm going to watch it.
Kanan shit.
Listen,
still on point.
If we got through Snowfall and a tiger in South Central, and Watts, man had a whole tiger at his house on about 2 episodes of Snowfall, we can make it through Meet You Mexico. we can make it, bro. All right, cause that shit went way left when that tiger showed up.
Yeah,
in that episode of Snowfall. Like, that shit went way left, bro. Him and Gustavo was in a tiger cage, man. That shit went way left, bro. If we can survive that, we can survive this Mexico BMF, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm here for it.
Where?
But they need to stop all that bullshit like they ain't fucking with each other.
You
like
never
that.
Watch Kanan?
No, I ain't never watched.
It BML, ain't bad, man.
Huh? Kanan. Yeah, I ain't watched none of them.
You watch none of them? Damn. I had your black card revoked.
Well, I need to catch up on it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad
You don't watch Into the Power?
Nope.
Oh, hell no. Damn, B. Damn, you got stars? $10.99, man. Just buy the app. You ain't got to buy the whole. Just buy the app, bro.
I don't know. I just ain't never find it interesting.
Oh, I got you. I feel you.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm sure you're not the only person that feel that way, but I started watching it, especially the ghost shit. That shit was pretty. It started off on some. All right, this shit might be pretty good.
Yeah.
And just kind of been invested ever since, so.
Yeah.
Man, And when you do, if you do decide to watch it, I think you'll find it interesting.
Is it like Snowfall? Because I had loved Snowfall.
It's similar in a way, but it's also a little different.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's similar in the storylines and shit. But Snowfall was good. That first goal, that
Snowfall
first
was
two,
better.
Yeah,
Snowfall was better to me.
Yeah.
But the ghost storyline is right. It's like 1 and 2.
Okay.
Yeah, but none of them better than the Wire though.
But you had a
now, the Wire is my top number one all time.
Yeah, Wire always gonna be number
so,
one.
So you got Wire, Snowfall for me, and then like you could right up in there. Mm-hmm. Two, okay. Like 1A, 1B. Like 2A, 2B.
Yeah, I'm gonna check it out. Every time I think when I first tried to watch it, it just felt like Tyler Perry produced it.
No.
Oh shit. Nah.
Yeah, this ain't Beauty and Black.
I'm just saying
they say all the king's men.
Oh, hell no. Hell no.
This ain't that shit.
No, they say that type of shit.
Right, I'm gonna check it out when I get time. Yeah, how many season is it?
Or what?
Shit. Oh, Power? Man, that thing spun
Power.
Off and
oh man.
You got about four seasons of Power itself,
about
right?
5-6 seasons of Power?
Of just the straight, like the first series.
Okay.
And then it spun off and broke off into
different things, yeah.
Than the other series.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a lot going on.
Stephen A. Smith still out here playing victim. That nigga right there hard on Stephen A. Dog.
Who?
You, nigga.
Yeah. Y'all see this nigga?
Yeah, I see him.
Y'all see this nigga? He still. Y'all see this nigga? Yeah. And listen, first off, y'all can't tell me he ain't look like Martin on U Arena when Martin lost CD player. He had one chain on, all black. Yeah.
I saw,
talking all reckless and shit like he, and then he get on Hannity.
That nigga talking
Fox News. He still talking about that shit.
Nigga talking tough shit though.
Talking gangster shit. Yeah. Now he was just a guy on the little clear talking about. I go to 120 basketball game a year. Yeah. Anybody got something to say to me? You see me on the side of the court. You can say what you got to say, nigga. That what happened.
Yeah, that what happened.
And you were still boohooing on this shit, man. This nigga went on a whole press tour about this shit, bro. I was surprised, you know, PBS talking about the motherfucker.
I think that nigga was shocked.
That nigga a bitch.
That shit cold. I'm calling it,
get mad if you want to. That's some whole ass shit that nigga put doing with this LeBron shit.
So you ain't think LeBron James is a little?
He said what he had to say. He didn't continue on with it. It was over with.
You think LeBron James what, B?
I was going to say he wasn't a bitch when approaching him like that.
No.
No,
I don't think so.
I see, this is what I think when Stephen A get the shit confused at. No, he's saying that LeBron could have called him. You know what I mean? He have access to people that could get his number and LeBron could call.
What the fuck?
But there's some conversations is worth more than a phone call. You know what I mean?
I totally disagree with that one.
What you mean with totally disagree with?
I disagree with Stephen A saying he's supposed to be that nigga that somebody got to call him. Nigga, who the fuck is you?
See, you let me finish my point.
Okay, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. Apologies.
Well, I'm saying is, so there's some conversations that are worth more than a phone call.
Uh-huh.
Know what I mean?
Okay.
If you talk about me, you know, it's fair game. You know what I mean? Whatever. But when you come down to kids, wife, shit, that passed the point of me calling you. You know what I mean? Now I gotta approach you.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
that's what I think Stephen A get confused at.
I don't
know what I mean.
You know, I see your point, bro, but I think he's not getting confused. He's using that.
I mean, he's
using that whole I was talking about your ass. Oh, ho, time out. So then you was talking about me being a follower then. So you was questioning the way I follow or what I do as a father for my child, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying I wasn't talking about Bronny. Oh, yes, the fuck you was. But Bronny, the basketball player. You talking about LeBron, the father, that's two different things.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? It's two different levels.
Yeah.
So whether he approached you then or he approached you then, you don't get to dictate when the motherfuckers react to what you say. Mm. You nigga ain't got to call you. Who the fuck is you, Stephen A. Smith, for LeBron James to have to call you? Nigga, what?
So what he said.
You a basketball nigga.
What he said to make LeBron James, like, approach him? Like.
When he came out with the as a father tape angle he went on with.
Challenge. He critiquing the man parenting skills.
Parenting and what opportunities he was able to provide as a parent for his child, whether we like it or not. That still ain't up to us or anybody else to question it. But if you're going to keep it in between the lines and you're going to keep about points, numbers, basketball, rebounds, and that, do that. But don't come personally and then you want to back off that shit to make your show pop off and all that shit. But then when I take it personally, I'm wrong. But nigga, you said it personally. You meant it personally.
Ain't nobody questioning Michael Jordan parenting skills. His son almost.
Oh man, them niggas can't keep cocaine. I'm a double barrel cocaine.
That dude got almost 2 weeks of smoking crack.
Shit. but you know, even before all the coke shit, right?
Yeah.
Then when they was playing ball, you know, they was actually, you know, they actually had a career, right? They was playing ball.
Who?
Jordan's sons.
Oh, no trash.
Them niggas was trash.
Yeah.
they was trash. They flamed out.
Huh? They had the numbers.
But did they go pro? Okay, so there we go. Right. So they didn't go pro. Didn't do this, didn't do that. Now, you know, whether, you know, they in their 40s now, whatever, they older. But you wouldn't hold Jordan that if that was the case going on right now. Jordan's son didn't make the league or didn't follow in his footsteps or was as great as him. They ain't getting held to a certain standard because of that.
I just think.
Even back then, I'm saying back then they wasn't.
I think LeBron James kind of pushed the narrative in the beginning by he wanted to play with his son. And, you know, especially when you go back and he made a comment that Bronny is better than half the people in the league now. So he, you know what I'm saying? He took the approach. He took the approach of what is that? Lonzo Ball. You know what I'm saying? Like putting his sons out there. Not Lonzo Ball, but
talking about LaVar Ball.
LaVar Ball. Yeah.
Okay.
And you know, LaVar Ball always been advocates for his sons. You know what I'm saying?
He kept it in the lines though.
Right. Like. But LeBron James took it personal in a sense, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't heard nothing that Stephen A. said. Stephen A. just gave his opinion. I mean, he in the business of giving his opinion. He a critic. Yo, I guess he was critiquing certain things. He in the business of doing that.
Critique me on the court. That's your job. Critique me in the basketball line. Don't critique me at all.
So what I'm saying, what he said that went against LeBron James, like.
He said, listen, bro, at LeBron, please, as a father, we need you to stop. We need you to stop doing this to us. The fuck you mean, nigga? Nah, you could have left that father shit out of that. You could have just said, hey, Bronny ain't ready for the league. Yeah. Everybody's been saying that. Everybody know that. They ain't mad about that. Ain't nobody upset about you saying Bronny don't belong in the league. He got 1.4. That was the average. You kept it in the text of basketball. Mm. You went outside of that. Stephen A, but you've been doing that because you've been hanging around these white folks over there at Fox News. You've been talking reckless for the last 6-7 months. Anyway, and on your little podcast, you come out the mic wrong too. But then you're going to tell niggas they got a problem with you. Y'all can step to me. So the narrative was set then too that you got a problem with what I say. I be at the games. I'm outside. Come see me. So a nigga saw you.
Did that.
So I'm just saying, just like you were saying about the narrative, right? Yeah. LeBron set the narrative for the shit that's happened on the court, not me outside the court. Keep it about the points, the rebounds, and the assists. When y'all start talking about what I got going on at home, I got to see you. Because you ain't got that's out of your realm, bro. That's out of your lane. That's out of your lane of what you.
Then that nigga got to hear Savannah in his
head. That's out of your lane, bro. But yeah, you gonna set the narrative. Any basketball player got a problem? Him and Kyrie had a little words with the COVID situation.
Yeah.
Kyrie approached him, right?
Yeah.
So again, he set the narrative up too to say if y'all any of y'all niggas got a problem with me, I'll be at the game. Come see me.
It's open door policy over here. That was Steve A. said.
Yeah. So a nigga walked in that door,
don't
and you sat the fuck down. Then you go on this whole. Press run crying and shit about them. You know what I'm saying? Crying about this. You milking this shit, man. He milking
it. He is milking it.
He milking the fuck out of this shit, man.
He doing that. LeBron said we had to say it done with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, say what they say. Walk the fuck off.
You know what I mean?
Stephen A. milking the fuck out of this thing, man.
You know LeBron held down Savannah's there talking about Stephen A. talking about her baby and shit. Man, he hear that shit all the fucking time. He talked to Savannah and shit, dog. You know what I mean?
So why he ain't never stepped on Skip Bayless then?
Skip Bayless?
Who?
Where Skip be at?
Where he be? He don't be at the game. He don't be out there for the get right his neck. There's a lot of niggas want to get right his neck. And then him and Stephen A did the shit together by LeBron. You saw that?
Nah, I ain't see it.
You saw it?
Nah, I ain't seen that one.
Him and Skip had a little split screen situation going on about LeBron.
Yeah.
Them niggas ain't talking 13 fucking years. Hated each other guts. Right? Was at each other throat from the Undisputed Show, First Take Show. Who was the best? Now, both of y'all got the hate for LeBron shit. Now y'all back talking. Fuck the both of them niggas. That's some bullshit, man.
I honestly didn't see nothing wrong with Skip, you know, not Skip, but Stephen A, you know, what he said. I ain't even gonna lie. Like that's his job, you know what I'm saying? Like LeBron James, just, you know what I'm saying? He just a little tinker toe, man. He a little soft, man.
He a little soft. He ain't keep it. Basketball.
When it was about basketball, though, B.
Nobody cares about what he say. We call it basketball.
I don't think LeBron had a word to say when he was talking about the basketball game. Part of it. Yeah. Nobody had nothing to say until he went out of the basketball thing and he stepped to some personal shit. If he'd have never went personal, and then another thing too. Stephen A got a problem because LeBron never gave him access like that. Never gave him an exclusive interview. Never gave him a one-on-one. Never gave him nothing. Never came on the show. Never did none of that shit. So Stephen A already got some beef with that. Because he can't have access to LeBron like he think he's supposed to have because he's Stephen A. Smith.
Yeah, I can see that. But
he was a whole-ass nigga for that. There's a whole lot of whole-ass nigga shit going on. And that nigga running around being a whole-ass nigga on all the platforms. Why you dressing like Gibb Arena? He out there with Hannity, Kumo and them, Fox News. What the fuck they got to do with anything? They want me to be the presidential candidate now. So get the fuck out of here. You serious?
You here for Stephen A. for
what?
SA for them.
Why I vote for Kanye? Kanye for president before I vote for Stephen A. Smith.
Nah,
I'll run that shit back for Trump. I'll run it back for Trump, bro. Give him third term.
No, man.
Fuck that.
For real?
Stephen A., are you kidding me? that turncoat ass nigga? Nah, I'm good, bro. That nigga sell us our show shit. He'll sell us the fuck out.
Who are you talking about? Kanye?
Stephen A.
They about
sell us the fuck out. He'll sell us out harder than Charlton White sold his homeboy out on that stand when he was 16 years old. Now, I know y'all niggas seen that.
Oh, yeah, that been going on. That been circling.
That nigga had a fro and had that dirty damn lineup. He had that JJ Evans lineup. Yeah, he did it.
No, he did.
That nigga been snitches and he was a young boy. God damn, Charlton White. That nigga was sending niggas to prison for yells. What? Huh?
Why you funny, man?
Y'all seen it. I seen it in you. I seen it in you.
Yeah, yeah.
That nigga been telling for a long time. No wonder he's so quick. I called the police on you and shit. That nigga been doing that shit for a minute.
Nigga, career
that boy
snitch,
pick up and say, what's up, Charleston? What's going on? That nigga hit me.
Man, he knew he couldn't survive in no damn jail, man.
But no, my thing Charleston, is with that is, yeah, right? Yeah. Charleston White was putting on, man, like he was, like that was a persona he's playing now. Like that's a personality he doing. But when he was supposed to be positive, niggas weren't hearing him.
Yeah.
Nah, nigga. That's really you, bro. You Nah, nigga. You been telling niggas before you had a driver license, nigga. You ain't had a permit, you would tell them niggas. That nigga sent homeboy up the river. Nigga got life.
So you put him on the line of Umar?
Bro, he passed Umar. He way past Umar. Umar, not Dr. Umar.
Umar ain't no snitch though.
Umar ain't snitch. Umar just a deadbeat ass dad. Umar ain't changing no pampers. He ain't doing none of that shit. He ain't taking no child care. He ain't putting together no toys or crib. He ain't doing none of that. Right. Charlie White sending niggas to the big house to the yard. He sending niggas up the road, Jack.
That nigga got him Sega, dog.
That nigga. I think so. I'm gonna tell you what happened. He gotta get that nigga no cheeseburger, no cigarette, 348, none of that shit. That nigga volunteer that motherfucking information.
Give me a soda, I tell it.
Yeah. Soda, man. Well, we basically say, let me get some horseradish. Let me get two sounds of horseradish.
Oh man. Damn. Punk ass. Man walks out on first date after woman orders 10 to go meals for 3 kids.
I think I sent you that one. What you think about that, B? You out on a date. You out a young lady.
First date.
And she got 3 kids and she ordered half a goddamn menu.
10 to go orders.
To take home them niggas.
She paying for that, ain't it?
No, she ordered for you to pay for it. You taking her out, so.
You know the rules, man. You know first date rules.
Mm-hmm. First date rules is? Cause tell them what the rules is.
I'm going to tell you what my first date rules is.
What your first date rule is?
My first date rules is if she got like more than 2 kids, like, it ain't no need for me to go on no date. Those are qualifications for booty call. 2 or 3 kids? Yeah, to me.
Uh-oh.
To me?
Hey. I can't say the man wrong.
Those are 2
dating. Kids, a lot of kids?
Yeah, just dating if I ain't got no kids.
Oh.
What if I got 2 kids? And she got 2 kids.
What age you dating at? This.
Well, that's a good question.
What age you dating at now?
I think even in my 30s.
2 kids too many in your 30s.
I think it is. She had.
I can't say you wrong, man.
And then, you know, it might be from 2 different baby daddies.
That's most shit you got to deal with.
Mm. And I'm gonna buy somebody else's kids. I need. That's tough, man. And buy you something to eat. And if I got kids, I got buy. Man, that's a lot.
I think that girl's out of fucking line, man.
Yeah, right. She out of line.
She's out of line for that, man.
She even asked. Man, that would have pissed me off, man.
You on the first date with somebody, right? And okay, if you a nice guy, right? If you want to present yourself as being a nice guy, and you say, yeah, you know what I'm saying? She was like, hey, I want to can I order something for my kid? Your first thought is what? You want me to pay for this, right? That's your first thought in your head. You might not say that loud. She ain't saying, well, I'm gonna order something for my kids to go. I'll take care of. She didn't put that on the end of that. But when she start ordering, she ordering 5 fries, fucking 6 orders of chicken nuggets. She was ordering the most. She was doing the most, bro.
McDonald's?
No, this is at a restaurant. So they was ordering, she was ordering like all kinds of wild shit. And dude was kind of sad for a minute. And then he was like, how much that stuff come out to? And then it just went left from there. So she was expecting him to pay for all that.
Yeah.
Ain't no fucking way.
What about you?
What?
You would've? In a situation like that.
Well, I would've paid for those 10 meals? Go meals? Nah.
But it
was the first date now. And I knew she had kids or whatever. I'd get them a hot and ready.
If I suggest that, right? If I say, hey, this. Yeah, hot and ready.
Yeah, I get them
hot and ready.
Ain't
nothing wrong with hot and
ready now. Ain't nothing wrong.
Ain't not a goddamn thing wrong with you hungry.
You know what I mean?
And double slice it.
Two of them?
You said you get 2. I was talking about double slice.
2 hot and ready. Y'all eating.
I'm gonna take your mom out.
Yeah, you hot and ready.
Yeah.
If you offer that, you just don't start ordering shit off the menu and shit like that. Now, you don't do no shit like that, man. I'd have left her ass there too. Listen. Where that bill at? Look at y'all had to run that back. Run it. And I got damn military discount on what I ordered. you ain't finna do that, man. We ain't finna do that.
I agree.
We ain't finna, not like that. You ain't finna play it like that.
What if you was at Chili's though to get that 2 for $10? Made 2 for $20.
I don't give a damn. We had a cookout. You're not finna do that, man. You're not just finna. She wrong for even going that route, man. Why be so greedy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's really what it is.
They just being fucking greedy and extra.
She knew this was the last date right there.
She knew it?
Yeah.
I think she did, because she ordered all that food and, you know what I'm saying? What if he would have paid for it? You know what I'm saying? Being a gentleman, just pay for it. Like, she had to know that was probably the last date.
Yeah. Then you order, you getting way out of line. You saw that shit she ordered on that damn thing?
Yeah.
And then she gonna holler, I got 3 kids at home. Buddy looking like, he didn't even know that. He didn't even know that till right then. Oh, hell no.
Because you date me, you got to date my 3 kids too.
Yeah.
You don't run that hard on the first date, man.
Nah, that's real hard.
But what if he paid for it, though?
What if he did?
Yeah, what if he would have paid for it?
Cool. That's his money. He do what he want to do, but I don't think I'd have been, I wouldn't have done it. But guess what? The expectation when you're doing that shit would have been set every fucking time after that.
But the expectation, that's why I get that.
You paying for them fucking 10 damn chicken nugget orders and shit like that. No, that bullshit. And then she still ain't damn dropping no neck in that damn car, man.
And she get on the phone.
You got too many bags in your damn lap. You got to separate, make sure them all. You got all kind of fucking french fry bags and shit everywhere. Man. Uh-huh. Damn french fry burning your leg and shit on the way home.
Yeah.
Nah, you ain't getting no ass like that, man.
And then she get on the phone and tell her homegirl, I got me one.
By the time she separate all them bags and shit, get all the meals together, get them children in bed, man, it lit 1:30, man. I ain't want no pussy now, man. I done missed my other damn call. Too late to call my other shit. I done, man, I'm going home.
By the time she separate all that.
Yeah, by the time she separate all that shit, they left my fries. They left all the fries out.
Fuck out of here. It 1:30.
It 1:30.
Now you tired. You ain't want fuck no
shit,
more.
Shit, you ain't want no pussy, man. You done spend $375.
You ain't want no ass.
You ain't want no ass, man. 1:30 of the children are calling. You know they go act up. We got fries. They were hungry too. They ain't going to bed no time soon.
You can't wait them out. You can't wait.
Can't wait them chilling out, man. They get that fresh chicken tenders in their ass by 9:30.
Yeah.
They ain't going to bed no time soon, man.
Yeah.
Turn the damn game on, and it's all night flat for them chilling, man. Night right, trying to have rat sex. Shit, trying to do something on the sneak. I paid $375. I want to tear this pussy up.
You know, you try to have a quiet sex.
I try to have that quiet little boy sex. Yeah. I paid $375. Shit, I want to fuck. Trying to fuck something. Yeah, you need to break out them tricks. You need to break out them old tricks.
Yeah, you need to go in your bag, baby.
You need to go in your bag, baby. Yeah, he's punching and shit.
Yeah. Damn.
Trying to listen to hear the children run out of damn steps and shit.
Right.
Trying to fucking listen at the same damn time.
Yeah.
Man, damn all that.
Fuck it.
Yeah, fuck that shit.
Word, man. Well, let's get into our scumbag tip of the week, man.
Oh, man.
B, you want to give a scumbag tip? Tell.
Nah, man, I'm still cutting up right now, man. Hey, Case Stacking, boy. What you have, boy?
Hey, man, I just keep it real. Got one for us, B?
I ain't got one, man. I'm still cutting up about you, man.
Hey, well, I got one for you. Listen here, fellas, man. Y'all out there on these dates.
Yeah.
Y'all need to check the damn the log on these damn women, man. If she say she got some children, ask her, did they eat already? Before y'all fucking start getting to the shit. Because if they ain't ate already, the responsibility might be on you, fellas. Man. If you ain't came out to spend that much money, $100 damn bill might turn into $400. So, just be careful out here, man. Know what you're doing. And, you know, y'all take it easy out here, man. Shit, man. Damn. $400 worth of food. Yeah, you fucking crazy. Shh, paying for that shit. But yeah, that's how I scumbag. Just know who you're dating. Just pay attention, man. Get the information you need to get, man, so you won't get caught off guard out here.
Don't worry, man.
And have a damn shit show at the restaurant. So just check it out, fellas. Just be careful out here, man. That's all I got.
Don't worry, man. I'ma stick with that, man. I'ma let Slime get a scumbag tip of the week. I'ma ditto his message. Be careful out here on these first dates, though. Don't fall into these trick bags.
I ain't lying, bro. Might have to go on your 401k to 40, damn.
Yeah.
Hot and ready.
Word, man. Hot and ready, dog.
Hot and ready.
Well, B, let them know how they can find you, man.
Hey, listen, man. Make sure y'all tap in King Me Podcast. Also, got an Instagram page at King Me _podcast. kind of post different contents and stuff like that on there, man. So y'all make sure y'all check me out.
Well, look, y'all know how to find me, man. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. That's Twitter and Instagram at KStucky76. You can also find me on the Scumbag Lounge page on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook. Get at your boy.
Where you also can find me at 40 Fonz on Twitter and Instagram. You also could catch us on all podcast platforms every Wednesday. Also on Blaze at 420 to 1 p.m. on Fridays at 4 p.m. And we out.